Blog Talk Radio.
See, I told you, you woke up.
Turn it off and turn it back on when you get that and get on.
No, I'm not getting on.
Well, did you guys want me to go ahead and start reading?
We got one call that joined. Is it Auntie Dot?
Yes.
All righty. Good evening.
Good evening.
You can go ahead, Loretta. Well, we got Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll be picking up in numbers 10 while we'll wait for others to join in. And this is still reference to the traveling instructions. Now the Lord said to Moses, make two trumpets of beaten silver to the use of summoning the people to assembly and for signaling the breaking of camp. When both trumpets are blown, the people will know that they are together at the entrance of the tabernacle. But only if one is blown, then only the chief of the tribe of Israel shall come to you. Different trumpet blasts will be necessary to distinguish between the sermon to assembly and the signal to break camp and move onward. When the travel signal is blown, the tribe camp on the east side of the tabernacle shall leave first. At the second signal, the tribe on the south shall go. Only the priests are permitted to blow the trumpet. This is a permanent instruction to be followed from generation to generation. When you arrive at the promised land and go to war against your enemy, God will hear you and save you from your enemy when you sound the alarm with these trumpets. Use the trumpets in time of gladness, too, blowing them at your annual festival and at the beginning of each month to rejoice over your burnt offering and peace offering. And God will be reminded of his covenant with you, for I am Jehovah your God. The cloud lifted from the tabernacle on the 12th day of the second month of the second year of Israel leaving Egypt. So the Israelites left the Sinai wilderness and followed the cloud until it stopped in the wilderness of Paran. This was their first journey after having received the Lord's travel instruction to Moses. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We had, thank you for that reading, Loretta. We had Auntie Kara to join.
Yes.
All righty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call so everyone knows who's on the call. We have Loretta, Hubert, Mom, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and myself, Angela. So good evening, everyone.
Good evening, everyone. But this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line held by Angela. Amen.
All righty, let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Holy Spirit, we give you honor and glory. We just ask you to bring the message you need us to know today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. In our walk and obedience, we need to guard ourselves for doing things just for tradition. When doing the what, don't forget the why. Jesus points us, plants us, and prunes us to help us grow. Allow the prayers we hear today to cultivate and grow within us. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Let's start with Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm going to read St. Mark chapter 1 through 11. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as is written in the prophets, behold, I send my message before thy face, which shall prepare thy way for thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of the repentance for the remission of sin. They went out and took unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel hair and with the color of his skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey. And preaching, saying, there come one mighty than I after me. The last of those few I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I am indeed to baptize you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and were baptized of John in Jordan. And the great way come out of the water. He said, the heaven opened, like a dove descended unto him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, there art my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit put him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness for 40 days, tempt of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angel ministered unto him. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next, we'll have Hubert.
Yes. I'll be coming to you out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 23:26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For your love is ever before me, and I walk continuous in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hold the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go out about your altar. O Lord, proclaim aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my soul with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hand are full of bribes, but I lead a blameless life. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great assembly, I will praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Betty, thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalm. Next, we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Ephesians, starting at the verse, chapter 6, verse 11. It said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the ruler of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and have done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all fiery dart of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Okay, next we have Mom.
Oh. Okay. I'm coming out of Matthew 10, 1 through 40. It says, what do we face? In this discourse with his disciple Jesus delivered that machine order, marching order. The disciple was to model their ministry after Jesus. They was to liberate people suffering from demonic possession and healing those afflicted in body and mind. They was to preach the immunity of the kingdom of God. He advised them that they were not to carry rational money, clothes, or extra shoes, walking stick, or begging bag. They were to go uncommonly by the provision that a prudent traveler would carry. This was a faith journey God would provide. Jesus anointed them not to undertake the task unaware of the nature of the world they would face. He warned them that they could expect opposition and persecution, even from their own family, because he sent them out with a message that offended many poor Jews and their religion functionary. Jesus did not want his disciple to harbor illusion that their task would be easy or that they
would be welcomed by those to whom they were sent, because they were associated with him. This passage in Matthew 10 is not merely a pep talk. Jesus was preparing them to drink from the same cup from which he would drink. He wanted to make sure that they were firmly prepared to endure the hardship that they would surely suffer. In our time, people seldom persecute us because of our beliefs or the contents of our preaching. We may suffer from discrimination and injustice because of our race or national origin, but rarely because we are practicing our faith. We have to ask, why not? Are we enjoying what Dietrich Bonhoeffer called cheap grace, or grace without sacrifice, in a world that appeared to have lost its moral arch? Wonderful whether the true faithful announce and in ministry guide by a concern for the sick, needy, and downtrodden might not, in fact, be an imitation of suffering and persecution. Are we announcing the truth, faithful, or our ministry guide by Christ-like motivated? It is a thought to ponder and a change to be addressed. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mother.
Amen.
Next we'll have Loretta.
Let's see. My reading is in the Red Prayer Book. The title is Daily Commitment of Your Will in Life to the Lord. Excuse me. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. We renew and give our total allegiance to you. Lord Jesus Christ, Father God and Holy Spirit, fresh and anew today and for the rest of our life, to do your work, to do your will, and obey you at all times. We give our life and all that is in it as a living sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service, that first and foremost all that we are would be a glory, an honor, and a praise unto you. Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we commit our life and all that is in it to you, to do your good works and to have and be in your total desire, your will, and your presence, and that we will and we are and we will be transformed into your total likeness in Jesus Christ's holy name. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place in, through, and about our life, and give our life to you for eternity, and we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are and that you are, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Next we'll have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I was going to read Philippians 4:4-8. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever everything a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the Lord and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. I'll go next. I'm going to read out of Esther 4:14, and the title of the subject is "For Such a Time as This." Despite the freedoms we currently enjoy, our quality of life is often threatened by chronic unemployment, welfare dependency, increasing numbers of illegitimate births, the premature deaths of black males, a disproportionate black prison population, the rampant spread of diseases, and persistent racism. But, as a Sojourner Truth said, God is not dead. Does he care about our disintegrating lives? Yes, he does. Whenever we have been in crisis, God has worked behind the scenes to help us. As God sent Moses to lead Israel out of Egyptian bondage, so God sent abolitionists like Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman to free us from the bonds of slavery. Esther 4 reveals the hand of God saving a people struggling through a time similar to ours. This story dramatizes the need for a people threatened by extinction to know that the God of the oppressed acts on their behalf. It also shows our need to practice, as our foreparents did, the disciples of prayer, trust, and action that fulfill our God-given possibilities. Always remember that God enabled the oppressed to sing. Sometimes I get discouraged and think my work is in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. So God, in prayer, we believe that each of us is born for such a time as this. Grant us the wisdom of Mordecai and the courage of Esther today, and grant survival and hope to those who will follow us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, that concludes our first round. I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the second shout in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your court with praise. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, Auntie Dot, Bishop Thomas and family, Drell and family, the Allen family, the Verner family, the Lowe's family, the Hurd family, the Simmons family, Charlie and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Moore family, the Moody family, the Cody family, Lenny and family, the Williams family, Cheryl and family, Lynn and family, Rossiter family, Angel and family, Doris and Jesse Verner, Essie May and family, Reggie and family, Leonard and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Marilyn and family, Ronnie, Dwight, Tawana and family, Miss Brown and family, Vanessa and family, Mr. Q family, Cheryl and family, Katrina and family, the Franklin family, the Peters family, the Johnson family, Marianne and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe and their family, Derek family, Joseph family, Ruth Edwards, Kendrick and family, Donnie family, Jordan, Hazel, Malachi, Tony, Brian, Eric, DeMarcus, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your healing hand, and we ask that you give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. And Father God, allow our heartbeat to continue to beat with the rhythm of life. Activate the Holy Spirit and lead and guide us in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. All righty. Next, we would like to acknowledge birthdays for this week, February the 11th through February the 18th. And we have quite a few people on the 14th, but I'm going to start with the 12th. We have Stacy. And then on the 14th, we have Shirley Williams, Sylvia Ball, TJ, Sade, and Antoine. I have a Kim on the 15th.
Yes.
Oh, is it Alexandra Williams on the 11th?
Yes.
All right. Did I miss anyone?
Amen.
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 Quite a quite a list of birthdays.
Yes,
okay. Yeah. All right, Mom, would you sing the happy birthday song for us, please?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Many, many more.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. We are ready to start our second round. And I will start us off. I want to sing this song by Travis Green called You Waited. And one of the things, you know, we do what we do every day, but how many times do we think about when God is waiting on us? Waiting on us to ask for help. Waiting on us to ask for Him. So I just want to sing this song.
Amen.
Just a second. Just a couple of verses. Get it all queued up. You called out my name. Knew my past. Covered my shame. This amazing grace you've shown so patiently. You've shown so patiently, and you waited. Just for me. Ooh. You waited for me. Just for me. Oh. Yes, Lord. Where would I be? If you left me, God, where would I be? If you left me, God, where would I be? If you left me, I don't want to know. you for not giving up on me, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. I'm going to go right down the list. Next, I have Hubert.
Yes, I passed.
Okay. Loretta?
Okay, let's see here. I want to share a poem, and I also want to sing. So here we go. Name above all others. There's a name above all others that is music to my ears, one that makes my heart sing happily all throughout my earthly years. It's the precious name of Jesus that my soul longed to hear. There's no other name more precious. There's no other name so dear. When I speak the name of Jesus, I bow my head in prayer and thank him for his blessing and for his loving care. And the song I'm singing is just because we live in America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Amen.
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 Amen. Awesome.
Amen.
All right. Thank you for that, Loretta.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We got a double truth there. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Next we have Mom come to us.
Okay, I'm coming out of Luke, 2nd chapter, 41 to 52. It said, growing in wisdom. Luke 2:52 said, let us glimpse the glory and the humility of Christ Jesus, even as a young boy. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in a favor with God and man and men. As Jesus matured, he grew in wisdom and understanding of the nature of heavenly things and of his special mission and purpose. Luke showed him confounded the mind of the teachers as he sat in the temple listening to them that asked questions. These learned men were as tarnished as his understanding of the scripture. But as wise and mature as Jesus was, he thought he was beginning to comprehend who he was and the scope of his mission. He humbled himself when his parents scolded him for causing them to worry because he had been missing for several days. He submitted himself to their authority. Christian maturity results in great wisdom, but that is not cause for pride or arrogance. On the contrary, as we increase in wisdom, we realize that our strength lies not in our ability, but rather in the ability of Jesus Christ who lives within us. As we study the Bible, we find that meekness and humility, as well as wisdom, are attributes of Christian maturity. As Jesus increased our wisdom and our understanding of him, our stature in life may be evaluated. people may look up to us and realize on our wisdom that we may grow in favor with God and men. But as Christian men and women, our strength and growth should be amplified by meekness, humbleness, kindness, and forgiveness toward others. That is the true sign of wisdom. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mother. Okay. Next we have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading your book of prayers. Prayers of faith. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may be sent. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next, we'll have Auntie Carrie.
Oh, I'm going to try the same. Pass me not.
Amen.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Why don't others that are calling do not pass me by? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why don't others that are calling do not pass me by? Let me at the throne of mercy find a kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why don't there are calling, do not pass me by. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Matthew, chapter 5, starting at verse 3. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for that is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you
and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecute they the prophet which was before you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Okay, well, that concludes our call for today. Before I do the closing prayer, does anyone have anything else they would like to share with the group?
Yes, I just heard from Brittany. She just called me a few minutes ago. She told me to tell everybody to say hello, and she's doing fine.
All right. Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
Brittany.
Heard from who? Brittany, Carrie grandbaby.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Y'all don't forget to see?
Amen. Well, I would like to wish everyone to have a happy Valentine's Day.
Amen.
Showing love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Showing love.
Amen. Awesome. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. I go ahead with the closing prayer. I'm just going to ask the Lord to just take us along. Now take that back. Take the Lord with us along. Let me get it right. In closing, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. So trust in Him and as we walk by faith, hold unto God's unchanging hand. We should see things like God sees things. Let's lend and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, just keep the faith. Amen.
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 Angela?
Yes, ma'am?
Can you repeat that first part again?
Oh, sure. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Through saying, Angel, Angela.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. God bless America and other nations, and bless our prayer life. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Love you all.
Love you.
Say what? Nothing.